This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulullah, ma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, and welcome back to another episode of To My Daughter, From the Heart to the Heart. Today, I'm talking to you once again, my dear daughter, about your intellectual and the academic development. Understanding that Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala told us, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتُكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَكُمْ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala had told us that we're coming out as a brand new baby. Meaning that innate, the proper way that we don't know anything except what that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon in knowledge and how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us in the sunnah. So understanding that we have to mold in a way. I want to make sure that you are among the best of the best. So let me give you the tools in order for you to be able to navigate this path. First of all, the best of those, Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala has told us about the Qur'an, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us how. Because this is the best of you, those who learn the Qur'an and taught it. مَنْ خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. Meaning what? The best of you who actually learn the Qur'an properly, not just memorize the Qur'an, they walk the talk, understanding what it means, implement it. Then once they do that, I will give you the stages in order for you to be able to understand everything that comes with it. There are stages in order for you to acquire the knowledge. And how Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala even taught Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I remember the time where we used to sit actually learning about the Qur'an, memorizing it together. Me teaching you how to properly to recite it in the proper tajweed. Maybe you didn't understand the rules, but at least I told you, if you see this, you do that. And you made me proud. I know, I remember when I had you in my lap. Even there was a picture in the paper to prove that. I remember growing up listening to that beautiful sound and voice. Used it a little bit later with your husband, which we'll talk about a little bit later, inshallah. Understanding the concept of how to acquire knowledge and the stages you have to go through. The first word in the Qur'an was اقرأ. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. Recite in the name of your Lord, the one that created you. Ever understood why? And how Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala staged the process and the roadmap of knowledge with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first thing, اقرأ, recite. First, that means acquire knowledge. When you acquire knowledge, there's rules and regulations in order for you to acquire it properly. Trusting who you put yourself in the hands of. Acquiring the knowledge from those who are trusted, those who are known with the salah, righteousness, not those who buy themselves and with their souls with anybody else. This is a very high sil'ah. The commodity of ilm is the knowledge of our prophets and messengers. So we have to make sure that we're trustworthy when we do so. We become a reason for people to follow us, not stay away from us. So when Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala said that, He gave him 6 months ahead of that by a beautiful virtual recitation and hearing, visual, ru'ya, meaning a vision. 6 months he would see a vision and it would come true. Preparing him to receive the revelation. And then when he met Jibreel, the first thing he says, مَا أَنَا بِقَارِئ, I cannot read. Then he was insisting to read, says, what do you want me to read? So he says, اقرأ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ. So number one on your list, my dear daughter, is to acquire knowledge and keep acquiring knowledge to the last day in your life. And when you do that, I have to remember the quls and the qums, not just that. So when you acquire knowledge, what do you do next? It says, قُمْ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. You know what that means? After اقرأ, you have to do قُمْ. When you acquire the knowledge, you have to establish what you learned in Qiyam al-Layl. قُمْ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you acquire the knowledge, walk the talk like Umar al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu. He says, we inhaled only 10 ayat. We understood the 10 ayat, implemented it, and we moved on. تَعَلَّمْنَا الْعِلْمَ وَالْعَمَلَ مَعًا. We learned the knowledge and action together. So your second stage after Iqra is قُمْ. قُمْ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And you don't know how proud I am when I saw your light was on in your bedroom where everybody else was asleep. Number three, قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ. So understanding that the vision will come, meaning you're longing for it. And number two is acquiring knowledge with Iqra. Number three is قُمْ, establishing the knowledge. Number four on your list will be قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ. Now you're ready to warn people. You're ready to do da'wah. Why? Because you acquired knowledge. You longed for it. You waited for it. You had to pay your dues. Once you acquired the knowledge, you implement it, you walk the talk, now you know what you're talking about, then go ahead and tell people about Islam, the proper way to understand it. But when you do so, I have to warn you, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you do the andir, he says, وَرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ. For thy Lord, be patient. Why? Even Luqman al-Hakim was telling his son for the same thing. The same thing he was telling him. What was he telling him? He was telling him, Ya bunay, aqim as-salah, wa'mur ma'roof, wa'nha an al-munkar, wasbir ala ma asabak. Still on the stages of learning after that, understanding that you will be plagued. Everything you pray, enjoying good, forbid evil, the scholar says, it's all good. By what do you say? Wasbir ala ma asabak. Be patient what you're going to be plagued. You understand the Quran talks about salihin, no problems. The righteous slaves, no problems. But muslihin, those who want to others to be righteous and to enjoy good and forbid evil, no. You're going to be plagued and tested. I remember one of my teachers tell me, when you go on the pulpit, da' ra'sika ala kaffik. So be patient, my dear daughter. This path is tough, but it's worth it. Because Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنْ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Who is better in speech? He's actually telling you the answer is in the question. There's nobody in the better in the speech. Those who invite others to the path of Allah and say, I am among that, I do righteous deeds, and among those who submit my will to Allah. But learn for sure that acquiring knowledge has keys. And also you have to be patient. Remember Imam Malik, rahmatullahi alayhi, he used to say, speak when you don't want to speak, and don't speak when you want to speak. Why? Because when you want to speak, you're enthusiastic, your emotions, but you don't have the knowledge to back it up, so you'll make mistakes. He says, now when you acquire knowledge, you know what the consequences comes when you speak publicly, you're afraid. He says, now you speak, because you understand the responsibilities and the consequences of you talking to people. Whether you do good or bad, it's on your right-hand side or left-hand side scale. Now, also remember, Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi, he says, أَلِّفْ ثُمَّ عَرِّفْ ثُمَّ كَلِّفْ. The three stages, in order for you to do this, you have to أَلِّفْ الْقُلُوبِ, reconcile the hearts, let people like you at least. Then, عَرِّفْ, raise awareness, educate with a smile. And then كَلِّفْ, then obligate. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told by Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala, oh, increase, say, oh Muhammad, increase something. Do you have any idea what did Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala ask Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask him to give me more of? Was it wealth? Was it health? Was it fame? Was it fortune? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ تَلْقِنِيَّ. Say, O Muhammad, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Subhanallah. عَجِيبُ اللَّهِ. He told them to, oh Allah, grant me more knowledge that will take you out of the darkness to light, out of ignorance to knowledge, out of hell to heaven, and so on and so forth. From being enslaved to a creation to being enslaved to only a creator. Choices are very clear. So Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala told him, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Oh my Lord, grant me more knowledge. You know what the key for knowledge is, my dear daughter? It's taqwa. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that in Surah Al-Baqarah. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. When you have taqwa, the piety and consciousness of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you a gift, and the gift is the ilm, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. Understanding even a Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi. He used to memorize the Quran so fast, and all of a sudden he slowed down. As a matter of fact, he used to place his left hand when he's looking at the Quran on the page. He was afraid to actually have this photographic memory. He would memorize the left page before the right hand. All of a sudden he slowed down. So what he said? شكوت لوكيع سوء حفظي فدلني على ترك المعاصي وقال إن علم الله نور ونور الله لا يهدى لعاصي. He says to me, I'm his student. He tell me, oh Shafi'i, this is Waqi', his teacher. He says, know for sure that the knowledge of Allah is taqwa. So leave the act of disobedience, because that is knowledge, is going to be a guiding light, and that guiding light will not be bestowed on those who disobey Allah. Subhanallah. So if you want on this path, my dear daughter, you have to stick to taqwa. And I will give you the company that is coming up after, how to stay in the righteous company and the righteous environment that will do that. Because you want to be raised in the ranks. How high in the ranks? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَرْفَعَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Ya salam. He didn't say darakat, he says darajat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَرْفَعَ اللَّهُ. Allah is the one that raises, not your professor. Allah subhanahu jalla fi ula raises those who acquire knowledge amongst you, min al-tab'idiyya, the high ranks, because they're not the same. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله طريقا إلى الجنة. Ya Allah. Is if you seek a path of knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pave a path for you to Jannah. We all want to stay from the hellfire. We all want to go to paradise. So if you want it on your GPS, you have to have that ilm, the knowledge. And that's exactly what makes a human being a human being. They have the intellect, the ability to be able to differentiate between what's right and what's wrong, what is halal and haram, lawful, unlawful, legal, illegal, acceptable, not acceptable. And indeed, if you want to be among the best of inheritors, not anything that I'm going to leave behind, but the best of inheritance, it was said, إِنَّ الْعُلَمَاءِ وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. Indeed, the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets and messengers. Isn't that enough of a medal of an honor in order for you to say that I am the inheritors of the prophets and messengers? Because there are no more prophets and messengers. So we have to carry this ban. We have to carry the torch. This is our responsibility, to lead by example, to be a walking pulpit. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا مَاتَ الرَّجُلْ إِنْقَطَعَ عَمِلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. Says, صَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ عِلْمٌ يَنْتَفِعُ بِهِ وَوَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُو لَهُ. Says, when the human being dies, their actions and deeds die with them, except of three: ongoing charity, beneficial knowledge, and a righteous child that will make dua for you. Please note, my dear daughter, if you live for yourself, your actions and deeds will die with you. But if you live for the sake of Allah, to help others, your actions and deeds will never die. But you need support. Your infrastructure is your righteous company and who you're surrounded with. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned to you before, He told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be patient with those who ask to seek the path of Allah. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِدُونَ وَجْهَ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. اللَّهُ أَكْبَر. Don't follow those who follow the whims and desires, and this holy mere life is nothing but their ultimate goal. This is not our ultimate goal. Our ultimate goal is to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the highest level of paradise. That's the company we seek. The pleasure to be with Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, to see His magnificent face in the way befitting His majesty. That's our ultimate goal. So please keep your eyes on the prize. And I told you before, if Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be patient with those who ask Allah, what about us? Wallahi, we're just poor people. We need all the help we can get. So He told you, on Judgment Day, those friends will not know you. They will run away from you, except very few. Let me tell you about the few. May Allah make us among the few. Ameen. So Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi la told us, al-akhilla yawma'idhin ba'duhum li ba'din adu, illa al-muttaqeen. Allahumma ja'alna min al-muttaqeen. Allah told us that the comrades, those friends, will be enemies to one, towards one another. Except, istithna here, is muttaqeen. Those who have taqwa. And that's why I want you to have more righteous company, more people that have taqwa, they will come and intercede for you. Not just the one that will like you're up and they will hate you when you're down. These are not true friends. I remind you of one of those not true friends. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us, Abba Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt, عليه من الله ما استحق ويوم يعض الظالم على يديه يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا يا ويلتى ليتني لم اتخذ فلانا خليلا لقد اضلني عن الذكر بعد اذ جاءني and so on. The ayat. Allah is telling you on that. ويوم, that day is judgment day. He's taking you from day that you're in to the day that will be 50,000 years. Says that person will be biting down out of what? Nadam, hasra, regret, remorse. He will say, I wish. Ya laytani, by the way, difference here is ya laytani is something negative. And it came into, in so many ways, in a negative way in the Quran. But raja' is what we're after, hope. Not wishful thinking in a negative way. It says, ya laytani takhattu ma'a rasooli sabila. I wish I took the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the story is that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted him to embrace Islam, and the same story as his uncle radiyallahu anhu and Ahli Bayt al-Athari ajma'in. Long story short, he said, you know what, I will not, unless he wanted to come for dinner. I will not come unless you embrace Islam. So I won't, unless you embrace Islam, I'll come to your dinner. If not, then I can't. And it was a shame for people to invite you to dinner and you had come. So a third time he said, okay, I embrace Islam. Are you happy now? Come. And he met his friend. Unfortunately, he was not a very good friend. He says, wajhi ala wajhika haram. I am no longer your friend. Unless you come out of, don't embrace Islam, come out of the fold of Islam, and actually harm that person you followed. He did. Unfortunately, he made the wrong decision. Please understand that you do not want to make that wrong decision here, because it's a very big price to pay. So hold on to the righteous company, like I told you. When you see them, they remind you of Allah. They will guide you the path of Allah, the way they live. And they will increase your iman, faith, as they speak. And also Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about the two different people that you sit with. إنما مثل الجليس الصالح والجليس السوء كمثل المسك حامل المسك ونافخ الكير. The two parables of the two ones is the one that you actually want that has a perfume, and the other one is like a putting on the fire, that is a blacksmith, a horrible smell. The one that is hamil mist, the one that is acquiring the beautiful nectar, the beautiful musk, the aroma, he will give you, or at least if he doesn't give you, he'll smell something good. But the one that is a blacksmith, it will either you'll smell something bad, or you'll be burnt. So choose wisely, my dear daughter, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also told us, "Al-mar'u 'ala dini khalilih, falyanzur ahadukum may yukhalil." You will be on the way of your comrade, so be careful who you have as a comrade. I'm going to ask you a simple question. Who do you want to be resurrected with? Who do you have on your walls? Who do you love? Who do you want to imitate? Who do you like to dress like? Do your hair like? Who do you have as their favorites? Know their favorite foods? Is it actors, singers, and dancers? Or is it the righteous company of the predecessors of our scholars and prophets and messengers? Who do you want to be with on Judgment Day is who you are with today. So you ask yourself, do I want to be with them today? If not, I don't want to be with them over there, so I'm going to make a decision. I'm going to form a decision on who do I want to be with. You know why? Because the friends will tell you, I like you. You know what that means when somebody tells you, I like you? It actually means, I am like you. When somebody tells you, I like you, he's telling you, I am like you. Because he said that, أَطْيُرُ عَلَى أَشْكَالِهَا تَقَعَ. You're going to be in the same flock, the same people. because you want to belong to a group. Even Freud said that. You belong to a group and you cannot be on your own. I understand the teenage, I'll talk about it next, inshallah. Soon enough, you'll know how difficult it is, the peer pressure. But remember, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was asked, Mata sa'a? He said, he didn't say the sun will rise from the west and the dabba, the roaming, and the, all the 10 major signs and the 99 or so minor signs. He said, what have you prepared for it? So I'm going to ask you the same. What have you prepared for it? So the man said, Hubbullah wa Rasooluh. I prepared for it the love of Allah and His Messenger. You know what he said? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنَّكَ مَعَ مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. And that's what I'm going to finish with. He said, you will be with those whom you love. So I love you. I want to be with you. So let's love the love of Allah more and above and beyond any love. And the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, walk in Quran and Sunnah in order for us to find Jannah. Ameen. وآخر دعوان الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على آله وصحبه والتابعين جزاكم الله عنا خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته